The BS Report is a free-flowing conversation that occasionally touches on mature subjects.
First of all,
this is the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
It might be cool, I don't know. And if it's not, I don't care.
The BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons works for ESPN. He's also named the sports guy. And he writes a comical sports column. He must be a popular dude.
The BS Report.
It's got a real dirty sound, like a rusty steak knife cutting through a well-aged steak.
Now.
Here's Bill Simmons.
We went with the somber music today after Cousin Sal and I had a tragic Sunday from an NFL gambling and a fan standpoint. And now the hits just keep coming. We just found out right as we were about to start taping that Kim Kardashian has filed for divorce. Cousin Sal, how you feeling?
We have to cancel Halloween. This is terrible. This should be a national holiday in itself. How does this happen? Didn't they spend $700 million on a wedding 3 weeks ago?
Well, they got paid $10 million for the wedding.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, if I didn't think, you know, if she wasn't such an upstanding citizen, part of me would think that maybe she went through with that wedding and cashed that paycheck with the plan to divorce him a couple weeks later. But that would be like almost making a sex tape or something.
Yeah. No,
you wouldn't do that. Yeah,
no, that's behind. That's the other sisters. Yeah. Wow. Does this have anything to do with the strike, you think?
It could.
Too much
it's possible. So yeah, we had a terrible day yesterday. And I knew I was in trouble because it was my little boy's birthday party yesterday and the bouncy castle guy no-showed. No bouncy castle for the birthday party. And it was happening right as the games were starting, the early games. And
that was
actually
the only bet I won. I had 7-1 odds the bouncy castle guy wouldn't show up. But after that, it was disaster.
You parlayed that with the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was terrible. I went 3-9 in my column, which I think might be the worst I've ever done with my picks in a column. And I lost my bets, obviously. I went 2-3 in the super contest somehow, but the Pats got killed. I thought at the very least I'd have the Cowboys on Sunday night. I really liked the Cowboys last night and they got beaten about as badly as I think you can get beaten in a football game. I mean, what were the silver linings from that one?
Well, the silver lining is that somehow, you know, that was the first time we've gotten blown out in a long time. Like, I forgot how that felt, and it actually feels better than the, you know, the Detroit losses, the New England losses, the Jet losses that kill you. I mean, it's nicer to get hit in the head with a rocket launcher instead of getting gently jabbed in the throat with an ice pick for 3 hours. But I think I'm telling you, I know everyone wants me to cry here and complain, but I'm chalking it up as one of those games that they just beat us. We call on defense. We called everything wrong. They needed it more. They were 2-5. They're coming off a bye. They couldn't go 2-5. I should say they had to win that game. And you know, it just stinks that we didn't win one of the close ones early in the season to make up for it. But I'm not panicking.
The highlight of the game for me was when my son, who's really into werewolves right now, was I tried to get him to watch and he lasted about 10 minutes, but they showed Rob Ryan and he got all excited. He goes, "Daddy, it's a werewolf." And he really thought Rob Ryan was a werewolf and then made me rewind it so he could stare at him.
And
credit to Rob Ryan, really. I have a question about him though. What, for the amount of camera time that he gets during a game versus the success that he's had over the years, I mean, what's like his best professional moment? Has he ever even coached in a Super Bowl?
No, I don't. Well, was he with the Ravens team? I don't know. I'm trying to think. Was he back? No, was he with them back?
I thought Rex was the Ravens defensive coordinator.
Yeah, Rex was the Ravens, and then Rob with the Ravens. Yeah, no. If he cut his hair and like lost 15 pounds, 150 pounds, whatever, you'd never see him.
It's solely just as like, all right, I'm on his Wikipedia because Lord knows Wikipedia is always totally accurate.
Yeah.
He was a defensive backs coach with the Cardinals in the 90s.
Right.
He went to Oklahoma State. He was a linebacker coach for the Patriots. In the mid-2000s, he was with the Oakland Raiders. He was Eric Mangini's defensive coordinator for a couple years in Cleveland, then Dallas's defensive coordinator last year. I'm going to say Rob Ryan's not good.
That Raiders team that made the Super Bowl against Tampa, or was he not there yet?
No, he wasn't there yet.
Wasn't even there. All right.
Wasn't even there yet. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know why they show him so much.
It's like Encino Man. He just landed on this planet, and he looks weird, and he yells a lot. And for some reason, the players respond to him for the most part, and not last night. But so they put the camera on him.
It would be like if Phil Jackson had a brother, like Luke Jackson.
Right.
Who just kind of bounced around, but they showed him all the time because the guy looked like Phil Jackson. I think that's what's going on with this Rob Ryan thing.
Yeah, he had a Jermaine Jackson, and who knew how to call players.
Jermaine Jackson, you know. Good one.
Yeah.
So, you know,
The Patriots? Are you worried? I mean, the AFC is shaping up a little now, I think.
Well, I don't get worried until November. I we go through this dance every year with September and October, and I don't think you really know what you have with the NFL until past Halloween. So I'm going to chalk that one up to the first crap game of the season. Bills game, they played, they just were sloppy, and they lost, and they blew themselves the game. The Steelers, I thought, played the Pats perfectly, and they did all the things I was wondering who was going to do it to them. Like, first of all, spreading the field offensively and just attacking the Pats with the passing. I mean, that's been sitting there for weeks and weeks, and nobody... Your team didn't do it either. The Jets didn't do it. We don't have enough D-backs. Like, of course that's how you're going to move the ball on the Patriots. And then it was pretty interesting what they did. I thought the NBC guys did a good job of breaking it down what the Steelers did defensively. They basically just played tight man on all the receivers who were spread out in the tight ends. And then they put two safeties back, and they rushed with four guys. And we had no answers.
Right. Defensively, yeah, they did step it up. And it seems like the more players they lose on defense, the better they become. I don't understand it for the life of me. But offensively, they, you know, you have to throw 50 times. Did he throw 50 or 51 times, Roethlisberger?
He threw
like 50 times, and that's still tough. Everyone's like, hey, the only thing you need to do to beat the Patriots is throw. Spread it out and throw. Like, yeah, you throw 50 times. Most quarterbacks are going to throw three interceptions. I know mine would. So
right.
Easier said than done. They did a great job, I thought, the Steelers.
They almost did one of the all-time screw-ups when they went backwards 30 yards when they were trying to clinch the game. That would have been weird if that somehow came back to bite them, but there just wasn't enough time left. But that was really strange. If Phil Simms is going, no, this is exactly what you want to do. You want to go backwards.
We'll go backwards by
25 yards. This is fine. It was weird.
Speaking of going backwards, I don't remember a Patriots safety in the Brady era, other than maybe if they were trying to run out of clock or something stupid. I don't even remember that, but that's the more telling thing. Do you remember them having a safety in the last 10 years?
you think that's what it was all about?
That was it. That's what ended it right there.
Well, the Pats, Belichick's going to get killed this week because, you know, they kind of blew the draft, it looks like, unfortunately.
Yeah.
They had two first-rounders last year and a second-rounder. They traded down. They ended up with basically a first and three seconds. They drafted two running backs in the second round, neither of whom played yesterday, really. Mm-hmm. They drafted a defensive back who fell to the second round because he was injury-prone in college, and needless to say, he got hurt, and he's out for the year. And the only guy that's playing for them is the right tackle, Nate Solder.
Yeah.
And then obviously Ryan Mallett's not playing either. So somehow this team that had just a ton of picks in this draft, none of them are playing.
Well, I think you can't get too down on a team that's almost definitely going to get at worst a two seed by default, right? I mean, let's say
AFC
North teams just goes crazy. I would think it would be the Steelers after watching the Ravens play. And then, you know, I don't think Houston's going to rack up 12 wins, and I don't think San Diego or whoever wins at the Raiders does the same. So,
we're taught to trust Belichick, and rightfully so. He's had a great run. But I think he's going to get killed this week because they mangled that draft, and then Ocho and Haynesworth, just bad signings. Those were the two guys that they were kind of counting on to give them some life. And you know, you think of all the guys that were out there and all the guys they could have gone after, you know, the cornerbacks, safeties, et cetera. And Ocho's just, you know, he's even been worse. We had this bet. We bet that Andre Johnson would finish with 1.5 more touchdowns than Ocho. Andre Johnson hasn't played for a month, and we're still comfortable. We're going to win that bet comfortably.
Wait, he has two touchdowns, right, Andre Johnson?
Yeah, we're okay. Done. We clinched the bet already. I don't think Ocho right. scores this season.
Okay. Yeah, that's silly. Then we pull that off.
Yeah, I mean, he's just a no-show. And nobody has stretched the field. I'm mildly concerned. I'm more concerned about the defense just because they have so many cast-offs now. It's just these guys that have bounced around the league, and it's two-thirds of the defense now. But
yeah,
your team, I don't know what happened with the wide receivers yesterday, but I think the bigger concern is that it looks like Philly's kind of hitting its stride now. They're gearing things around LeSean McCoy more than Vic.
Yeah, it does seem like McCoy is running at different angles. As you can't catch him. He holds that ball out. You want to pound him there. He doesn't ever fumble, and it gets you crazy. But it is one of those games that every single thing went right for them. Our runner DeMarco Murray, they got 55 yards on 7 carries or something crazy.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't in a position to run the ball and get in the game. So.
Are there three running backs you'd rather have than LeSean McCoy right now?
Three?
Yeah. You'd take Peterson over him, right?
Peterson, yeah.
Would you take Ray Rice over him?
I don't know. It's a push at best, I think, for Rice. I don't think I do.
Would you take Frank Gore over him?
I don't know. I like to see him do it against good teams, a couple more good teams. But no,
would you take Arian Foster over him?
Oh, maybe. Yeah, I think he's a monster, and he's starting to pick it up. You know what? People like that Chris Johnson. Maybe him.
We had a controversial trade in our fantasy league last week where he basically got traded for AJ Green.
Yeah.
And I wanted to protest, and the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what? I think I'd rather have AJ Green.
And AJ Green scored, Chris Johnson did nothing against the Colts. Yeah.
Nothing. One more running back for you. Would you rather have Fred Jackson than LeSean McCoy?
No, I don't think so.
Would you rather have Matt Forte than LeSean McCoy?
What system? This Eagle system where it sort of open up and you're not sure, you don't want Vic to run all over you, so you kind of have to widen it out. I don't know. It seems like the lanes are there for him. I take McCoy top three.
Yeah. That's a pretty dangerous team. And they also they have a pass rush. They just have a lot of pieces. That's a team that I wouldn't be shocked if they won 10 games in a row, and I wouldn't be shocked if they lost last week.
Right now, looking at the NFC, sort of falling apart a little bit. Green Bay at number one. With a bullet, and Philly maybe. Yesterday's Philly, the only one who can contend with them, I think.
Who would you take out of the AFC right now, gun to your head?
Patriots.
Really?
New England Patriots. Because Bill Belichick, he's going to come through. He's sleeping with Kim Kardashian. So that's the problem. Once he can get that distraction aside.
I wish he would.
Wouldn't that be great?
I think he needs it. Maybe it'll help our draft. One last thing. You dressed up as an eagle on Saturday night. I thought that was a bad omen for your team. Do you have any regrets?
Yeah, well, we had a Halloween party, and it was a criminal theme, and I did sort of a hybrid costume, George Michael Vick. And I had
like
a Michael Vick jersey and the pants and the cleats, and then I had a George Michael crazy 80s wig and the crucifix earring and the aviators, and yes, absolutely, I think it jinxed me.
You think it jinxed you?
I think it jinxed the Cowboys. I didn't even think about that until like I was putting the costume on Saturday. I was like, oh, we play tomorrow. What is this? This is stupid of me. What am I even doing? And I can't get freedom out of my head either. So, yeah, totally.
I went as I don't know how I jinxed the Patriots, but I went as Annie Dufresne, Andy Dufresne's lesbian sister. And,
I love it. And Shawshank shout out.
Yeah, it was basically just the Shawshank shirt and a blonde wig. And you know, it's a bad Halloween costume when you have to explain it, and it takes 20 seconds to explain it to each person who asks who it is. So maybe some regrets there.
Yeah, you spend 3 of the 5 hours listening to people's explanations of what they are supposed to do.
Yeah, that's the best one, I think, was Steve O'Donnell. Explain that costume.
That was great. He was, and again, the theme is criminal, and he went with a jacket, just like, sort of like a suit jacket, and he had like a green light around his his neck, and he got he had a Jack and Jill script, and he went as the executive who greenlit Jack and Jill, the Adam Sandler movie. He's a treasure.
That's a great one. Last thing, Buffalo Bills 18-1 to win the Super Bowl right now.
Wow.
You like that?
Yeah, I do. I think that's just about that's good enough to jump on. What do you
say,
Joe?
San Francisco 49ers 15-1 to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's good too. Why not? I can't believe they're going to get a bye in the first round.
Neither New team Orleans. Is coming close to winning the Super Bowl.
No?
You guys are kidding yourselves. You're just going to throw money away because it's good odds?
Those are good odds. We lost a lot of money this weekend, Joe Meade.
Yeah,
you don't
we
understand.
Did.
When you get anything better than even on a three-team teaser, you'll take it.
I'm gonna announce my retirement like Tony La Russa later in the week from the three-team tease.
Oh, my God.
Just going to hang it up after 33 years like Tony. Hey, Sal, one more for you.
Yeah.
New Orleans, 15-1 to win the Super Bowl right now.
Oh, man. Does anyone lose, like, I root for the Cowboys, those are terrible losses when they lose, but does anyone lose as badly as them as for a good team? When they look bad, they look terrible. They get beat up by the Browns last year and the Rams yesterday. I don't understand.
What was weird about the Rams game, other than the fact that the Rams won, because I thought they had 0-16 potential, their defensive line, dominated that game.
Oh, man.
Where did that come from? I think it was
0-6. Chris Long out of nowhere. Yeah. Yeah.
A couple more for you.
Yeah.
Hold on. They don't have the early Super Bowl line. Do they have they don't have MVP either. All right. We'll have to do that at another time. I don't think we're winning our Phil Rivers bet, though. All right. Let's do the Week 9 lines. By the way,
we're tied 4-4 going into Week 9.
You know, I think it's a really bad sign for my picks when I'm way off on the line. I've been in a rut for 3 weeks with the league. I just have no feel for it. Remember last week, I was 3 points off on 5 or 6 games. I just have no feel right now. I can't figure it out. So.
All right. Well, let me make my excuse. I ran these numbers when LeSean McCoy was running down our throats. I'm off a little too. But we start off Miami at Kansas City.
One thing before we do this.
Yeah.
Keep track of the favorite record, the home team record, home dogs, etc.
Yeah.
And I think this is one of the reasons I'm not doing well. Home teams 55-48-7 this year. 7 games over 500. Now, if you remember the last couple of years, they were I think 20-25 games under 500 each year. And this year for whatever reason, home field advantage has swung around.
It's back, you're saying.
You're above 500 if you're betting the home teams day after day.
So, all right, that's
not sure what that means. But
yeah. It means we're going to lose more money. I don't know. We'll forget about it. One thing you said though, and we didn't listen at all to what you said. The bye teams were terrible up until this week, and you said, yeah, they're going to win. Watch the bye teams come out, and I think they were 5-1, right?
Yeah, because. You know, this was the flaw in that 3-9. The bye teams were 3-9 those first 2 weeks, but they were mostly bad teams.
Mm-hmm.
This week we had good teams that were the bye teams.
And
the one team that lost was the Patriots. So then, then we also have. I forgot to read the bye teams for everybody. Hold on.
Carolina, Detroit, Jacksonville, Minnesota.
That's it. Just four.
Just four. Yeah, it's down to four the rest of the way until Thanksgiving, I think.
Carolina, Detroit, Minnesota, and Jacksonville. Detroit basically had a bye last week with that Tebow. Boy, poor Tebow.
God.
All right, let's get to that. So what was the first game?
Let's do it. Miami, Kansas City.
I like how Miami played that Giants game. Big lead early, respectable loss. Lost by 3, still in the Lux sweepstakes. I thought that was well done. Good job by them. That's what you want. It is. That's what you want. Andrew Luck's great. I watched that game Saturday night. That guy's incredible. There's a 100% chance that guy's going to be a top three quarterback for the next 15 years.
Definitely.
Seriously.
I think he'd be good for Miami. I think some of these other teams shouldn't take him. But
would Andrew Luck be one of the best 7 quarterbacks in the league right now?
Well, I don't know. What about the pick six against the crappy USC defense that you like?
He's just keeping it. He wanted overtime. Really he's keeping it close.
He's
all right. I have the Chiefs favored by 6.5. over the Dolphins.
All right, you're going to get this. I went low. I said 4, and it's 5.5. It's in the Vegas zone. So
I think that goes to 7.
They don't win this game either, right? They go 0-8.
I don't. Why would they win any game? I mean,
yeah.
You're talking about the next. You're talking about the next 15 years of your franchise. Like, look at Brady the last 10 years. Look at what Green Bay is going to get with Aaron Rodgers. Look at what Favre gave Green Bay. Like, if you get a guy like this, Manning and the Colts, it's 15 years of winning.
Yeah, it makes me sad though to think teams are tanking. Doesn't it make you a little sad? I mean, they haven't played half their games yet.
They went
on 4th and goal from the 2. You think they went so they get stuffed? They scored against the Giants.
The only legitimately fishy tanking moment was when they played the nickel against Tebow on that 2-point conversion. That was pretty fishy. Anyway,
maybe just everyone dominates Miami in the 4th quarter. Maybe. All right, San Fran at Washington.
Yeah, Washington's they just have nobody left. I have this one in the Vegas zone as well. I said San Fran by 4.5.
All right, I said 4, and it's 3.5. I don't know. Boy, is this the trap game of the week?
The Redskins are terrible.
Yes, I'm calling it the trap game of the week.
Yeah. 3.5, huh?
3.5. My God.
I like this Niners team. I think they show up week after week. They just get it done. Reliable. I like reliable teams.
Well, this would be it for Washington, I think, if they lost.
I think it's it anyway. They got shut out by the Bills' defense that had given up 30-plus points like 4 times.
3.5 against a top 2-3 team in the NFC?
West Coast going to East Coast.
Oh, yeah.
Redskins coming off a blowout loss, et cetera, et cetera.
All right. Tampa at New Orleans. These teams played each other like 3 hours ago. Remember, we had New Orleans.
I have the Saints by 7.5, and I think I like the Bucks.
Good job by you going high there. I said 7, and it's 8.
Huh.
So you win that one.
I think I like the Bucks a little.
Yeah.
They seem to play them well. It's always these games. Those games are good games.
You love the Bucks.
I don't love the Bucks. I like the Bucks.
You love that. Well, you love that Josh Freeman.
Get
this out of the way. Yeah, you called me. You called me yesterday, and I left a voice message. Let me see.
During a bye week?
During a bye week. It was weird. It was weird, but here it is. Well, yeah, you know, this will explain it.
Cousin Sal, sports guy here. Hope you're having a happy Halloween weekend. Couldn't be as happy as mine. My true love in the whole wide universe, Joshy Washy, Twinkle Toes, Pudding Pop, Razzleberry Tooth, Chicklet Eyes, Mr. Good Bar Buttocks Cakes, surprised me during his bye week and flew us to Legoland. Spent 3 enchanting days eating granny apple fries and staring at members of Pearl Jam made out of Legos. And now we're hand in hand taking a romantic walk down a dirt path past Mrs. Mosh's creepy abandoned house. You know what? I'm going to look inside. Cue the ghost music just for a dramatic effect. Here we go. What am I? Oh, no. What's this? It's the Saints on a 3-team teaser. It's the most hideous thing I've ever seen in my life. So sluggish and yet so enticing. It's going to kill us all. My only hope is for it to release me from its powerful grip is to bail out at halftime. Oh, it's too late. They kicked off. I'm doomed. It's eating my salary. Help! Sports guy! Josh Washi! Out!
That's pretty much how it played out.
The music to stop. All right. There you go.
I think I lost 2 parts of the same 3-team tease yesterday, the Saints and the Ravens.
No, the Ravens were minus 1 or something. We were all right on
that. Oh, I thought they were like minus 13.5.
No, after all that, like all those double-digit favorites looked terrible at halftime, the early games, and only the Saints killed us.
Oh, man. You know what we should probably do is stop doing 3-team teases. Like, I'm in this Vegas Super Contest. I went 2-3 last week, but I'm still, for the year, I'm 21 21-17. Like if I just bet all those games, I'd at least, you know, be close to even. Instead,
all right. Well, let's put all
teamers.
Those games on a three-team teaser. No.
Oh, good idea. Let's do that.
Yeah. All right. Seattle at Dallas.
Seattle at Dallas. Boy, you're catching the Seahawks at a nice time.
Yeah.
I bumped this line high only because I kept trying to think what number it would need to get to for me to take the Seahawks, and all of a sudden I was at double digits. So I said Cowboys by 10.5.
Oh, no. You're going to have to go higher than that. I said 12.5, and it's 13.
Ooh, that's a little too high.
Yeah, it probably is. I don't know if we can win this game without Sean Lee.
I thought maybe the Cowboys are just one of those teams where you just blow out every bad team.
Yeah. You know, if I'm Rob Ryan last night after the shellacking Philly gave us, I say, you know what? I have to admit it. We were looking ahead to the Seahawks. Baldwin, Lynch, you know, Whitehurst, Jackson, we didn't know who to prepare for out of the two, what quarterback they threw at us. So, sorry. We kind of took this game off. Be back next week. Rough one.
You know, the key will be for the next game is a lot of Rob Ryan. Just seeing him on the sidelines.
Yeah, the werewolf. Okay.
We need to see the werewolf enough.
We need more werewolf sightings. All right, Atlanta at Indy.
Boy, this would have been a good game like a year ago.
Yeah. The poor Colts finally get home after 2 weeks of, you know, misery, and it's against a team that just had a bye and is probably better on turf, so. Definitely.
They made every effort they could to cover that game yesterday. It was over and over again, like they were trying to get down there and just try to get it to a 7-point loss and couldn't do it. I have the Falcons by 10.5.
Oh, too high. I hit it exactly at 7.
Really?
I like the Colts here.
Why? Explain that.
I just do. Well, I'll tell you what, if what everyone says is true, that, you know, they can get 3 first-round picks for Andrew Luck, that's what they should do. They have a lot of holes.
Here's the scenario I don't want, just as a football fan. If they got Luck, and then they're like, oh, Manning's going to tutor him for 2 years, I think that's one of the dumbest things ever. This guy's ready to play. We have rookie quarterbacks now who are half as good as this guy. Andy Dalton's 5-2.
Yes.
Like, to that's have this guy on the bench is stupid. Like, you look back at Steve Young's career. And, you know, 5 years, basically, he didn't play. The guy would have been one of the most exciting quarterbacks of that era. I hate that situation. It's like he went off the war.
He had to take off. But that's why they shouldn't take him. Like, they have all these other positions they need to fill. They've been terrible in the draft. And for some reason, they're this bad because Manning's gone. They give up 100 points a game.
This is where we need a sports czar. And the sports czar can just come in and say, no, you're not sitting Luck as Manning's apprentice for 3 years. You're trading him or you're trading Manning. You're doing one of the two. We need both of these guys in the league.
I like it. Jets at Bills. Good game.
Really good game. And I was shocked. Like, my instinct was Bills -3. And then I was thinking, like, man, I might even have to give them the half point. But I didn't. Bills by 3.
All right. That was my instinct, too. And it's -1.5. It's low.
Wow. Vegas Jets does not respect. Vegas does not respect the Bills. Joe Mead.
Yes.
That's a slap in the face, that line.
That's great. You can get the Bills now. They win by a field goal. You get the money.
There you go.
Joe Mead, let me ask you something.
If the Bills, if you could be guaranteed that every game played in Toronto would end up in a Bills shutout, how many home games would you give up?
Well, you'd have to give them all up, wouldn't you?
You give them all up?
That's their first regular season win in Toronto, so I don't think we're at that stage yet.
No, I can get this deal done, I'm telling you. That's very unselfish of you, Joe Mead.
Joe Mead, how excited are you on a scale of 1 to 10? Like, what are you this week compared to last week?
I bumped up from like a 5 to a 6.
I could tell in his voice.
You're a 6. You're 5-2. You're one of the best teams statistically in the league.
Now they have like a shot at 10-6. Let's see. I see a 3-game stretch where they could lose 3 in a row at the Jets, home to Tennessee, and then at the Chargers. If they lose 3 straight, they're looking at 9-7. So
you signed Fitzpatrick. Were you happy with that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Two weeks, he'll need Bills play my Cowboys.
As long as they didn't overpay him, like, Fitzpatrick's good enough to win a Super Bowl, just give me the best offensive and defensive line and we'll just kill everybody.
So yeah. You play the Jets. If you beat the Jets, you're 6-2. And as you said, at Dallas, at Miami, at the Jets, you figure you go 1-2 out of that. All of a sudden you're 7-4
Thanksgiving week is nice.
Yeah, they'll be 7-3 heading into that streak where they could lose three straight. So they can't do that. They can't get to 7-6.
Home for Tennessee, win. Home for Miami, win. Home for Denver, win. You have three guaranteed wins left here.
Yeah, they just better not be 9-6 heading into that Patriots game.
Holy mackerel, that Pats game could be for the AFC East and for me and Cousin Sal's bet where we did the Pats, the Chargers, and Cam Newton.
Cam Newton may not even be Rookie of the Year. We could lose that. This redheaded freak is a dynamo in Cincinnati.
I didn't even think of that. Andy Dalton can't win that, can he?
I don't know.
Sal, we got to stop gambling. We got to stop. We just have to stop it. All right, let's keep going.
All right, Cleveland at Houston.
Cleveland at Houston.
Got to stop gambling. Keep going with the lines.
Man, I have 13 for this, and I almost feel like that's too low.
No, you should feel like it's a little high. Well, Vegas says 10.5. I said 10.
Really?
They stuck around Cleveland in that game. I know I picked them over the Niners. That was stupid. I picked them wrong on the dog, but they weren't that awful.
Houston's defense was pretty good against the Jags.
Yeah,
I mean,
well,
they really throttled them. The Jags defense had them in that game. I actually thought I had a chance to hit my upset special, and then Jags are down 7.
Everywhere we turn, we have losers. All right, well, those are the early games. What's the best early game there? I guess it's Jets.
Bills
Buffalo.
Jets. Bills Jets, no question.
Yeah. Tampa New Orleans is intriguing, too. Late afternoon, Cincy at Tennessee.
You know, this Bengals team might be, a 10-win team.
Just don't know how. I mean, Cleveland has 3 wins, so you think if they're going to end up with 5, and then the other 3 teams in that division are going to have anywhere from 10 to 12 wins?
Hold on. I got to look at, I'm going to look up the Bengals right now quickly. Because I had, before the season, I picked Cleveland to win 10 games.
Yeah.
Because the AFC North, their schedules just look so easy, and now it just looks like Cincy was that team, but. They got at Tennessee, home Pittsburgh, at Baltimore, home Cleveland, at Pittsburgh, home Houston, at St. Louis, home Arizona, home Baltimore. So it does get a little tougher.
That's St. Louis and Arizona. Oh, yeah, otherwise it's pretty tough.
That feels like 8 or 9 wins.
We'll get a feel on one of these teams, I think, after this week.
I have Titans by 3 over the Bengals.
Yeah, you have it exactly. I said 4.5. I thought it was Vegas loves Cincinnati, it seems, as much as they hate Buffalo.
Do you remember when Pac-Man Jones just wasn't good anymore?
Yeah.
Because he was on your team. You remember that pretty vividly.
I do. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Is that, could that just be what happened to Chris Johnson here?
I don't know. I mean, he should be caught up with the preseason workout he missed, right, by week 9 here.
He's not even close to being good. Like, DeMarco Murray is better than Chris Johnson right now, at this moment.
I mean, they're giving receivers handoffs at the 2-yard line. Nate Washington scored on a run yesterday.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Denver at Oakland.
Ooh. I went high on this. Raiders, 9.5. Tebow was so bad in that game. I can't see how he's favored, or how he would get less than 7 points in any game at this point.
Wow. All right, we split this. I went really low. I went 6.5, but we're both. That puts us both 1.5 away from 8, which is the number.
Oh. I think that goes higher.
You like that on a 3-team teaser if we were still doing those.
I wouldn't throw Carson Palmer in a teaser ever. I just would never do that. Would never do that to myself, to the gambling community. I just would not feel good about that.
Tim Tebow plus 18, Billy. You like it. You know you do.
Sal, you got to do in your gambling blog on Grantland on Thursday. You got to do over or under 1.5 pick sixes in this game.
Oh.
And where do you go? Do you go over or under on that?
What do you mean, total?
Total
for the
total
game?
Total in the game. Over or under 1.5 pick sixes.
Oh, that's a good one.
I think I'd go over.
Yeah, I think you'll have one in the first quarter, and then you can kind of, then Denver
actually
will be throwing all fourth quarter. Yeah.
The over-under should be one, because it's pretty hard to get two. If you want to get equal amount of money, it should be one, and
right.
I would definitely go over at that point. Maybe
most
even drive the line.
Most over-unders a half, but yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Giants at New England. Please win this game. Don't screw around.
I got to tell you something. I'm not excited to see the Tyree catch for 7 straight days.
Because
you know it's coming. And along with the interview of Tyree, who's probably like working, you know, at a Circuit City or something. And
he did something weird. Didn't he come out against gays or something? He said something. No, he said, yeah, he had some kind of controversy. I forgot.
Well, he doesn't play football anymore.
No, I know. Yeah.
I have the Patriots favored by 4 points in this game.
Oh, no. 4?
Yeah.
4? That's just you being a homer there.
Why?
I said 7, and it's 9.
What?
Well, you gave the Jets 9 a couple weeks ago.
Why is it 9? The Giants guys are hurt. I forgot.
Yeah.
Hakeem Nicks is hurt, and Ahmad Bradshaw's hurt.
Yeah, well, they don't, Bradshaw might be back, but yeah. This Giant pass rush is weird. It doesn't make any sense.
That line's too high. I don't think the Pats should be favored by more than 7 over any decent team at this point. Do me a favor. Name the Pats secondary. Starting secondary right now.
I can't do it. McCourty, they still have Brown, who's a wide receiver.
Joe Mead.
Yes.
Can you name the Patriots secondary right now?
Of course not. They just caught Lee Bodden, though, right? So he's not there.
I don't know if I can name the Patriots secondary. They had a guy in the game yesterday that I literally didn't know who it was. And I'm a pretty diehard Patriot fan. And I read all the stuff, and I was like, I don't know who that guy is.
Well,
that line's too high.
But they won a Super Bowl with no names in secondary. Really, you had a wide receiver playing corner.
Well, we had good. We always had, at least we had above average cornerbacks, and we just don't anymore.
Listen, you're winning this game. We're putting them and Oakland in a 3-team teaser so far.
I might not even watch this game. I might not watch football anymore.
Green Bay at San Diego.
Ooh.
San Diego plays tonight, but there is a line on it. A
couple good games here. Like this. Packers by 3.
I said 3.5. It's 5.5.
What?
Yeah.
I'm off. I'm not going to pick games or gamble anymore. I've lost all feel. I give up. I can see it. The 2011 season has broken me.
I think we're right about this. I don't think it should be that high.
I don't get that.
Yeah, we'll see tonight. I mean, if they struggle against Kansas City, maybe they're right.
Who do you like in that game, by the way? Because I really feel like the Chiefs can beat them.
No, listen, I told you, we have to start rooting for these Chargers. We have them to win a division. It's so fun to see that they'll get upset, but.
All right, I'll
I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, they should. Their running game is good. Both runners have good numbers, Tolbert and Matthews. Vincent Jackson's been banged up. Gates plays like every 5 games. Like, they should be people should be more sympathetic towards the Chargers than they are. They're doing a good job without their big horses.
What do you got left?
Small horses.
2 games left. Oh, 3 games left.
3 left. St. Louis at Arizona. You'll beat me in this one. I was way off in this one.
I had the Cardinals by 3.5.
All right, you get it. I had 6, and it's 4.5.
All right.
So you get that one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 2, 8. You need the last two, and you're not getting them because I picked this one exactly. Baltimore or Pittsburgh, Sunday night.
Steelers by 4.
I said 3.5, and that's what it is.
Really?
I think I hate Joe Flacco, by the way. I think he's like the Taylor Hicks of the NFL. He's okay. He's okay, but he's on American Idol, so that makes him great. And he could do no wrong. But, you know, there are better singers with less fortunate paths, you know. But
I'm not a fan either.
30 quarterbacks lose that game to Arizona.
You know what's weird? The Ravens fans, of all the people that email me, the Ravens fans have like they're like the most irrational for some reason, which is strange in itself because they just got the team, what, like 13, 14 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they're old Colts fans. They switched over. I guess that makes more sense. But like they think, I get these emails like, you hate the Ravens. You pick a guy. You intentionally go against them. It's like, I don't hate anybody. Why would I intentionally go against a team? That makes no sense.
Yeah.
But they're very like sensitive about Flacco. They don't like any inference that he's not good.
Well, remember last week we were trying to think of the guy who we'd make fun of, who would just throw him up for pass interferences, and that's the guy. Whether that was the guy or not, that's the guy.
Well, the guy we were talking about, it was Sanchez was the guy. That's who
it
we
was?
Talked about. Like, yeah, Sanchez was the guy, but Flacco could have fit that as well. But yeah, remember this Sanchez had that run last year where he was just heaving pass interference plays?
Oh, yeah. All right. Well, there's a new guy.
New sheriff in pass interference.
Yeah, in PI town. Chicago at Philly, Monday night. Do this all the time with the...
I'm rattled. I feel like Kevin Cobb. Like, I just have that. I'm rattled. I just want to walk back to the bench and not get yelled at by Larry Fitzgerald.
Just hand off, then, the beanie.
Eagles 7.5 I have for this.
All right, you get this one. I said 5.5. I guess the Eagles are for real. It's 7.
They're on every week, the Eagles, on Sunday or Monday night, it feels like.
Yeah, this never used to happen, but teams play two night games in a row almost all the time.
Yeah. Walking Dead, did you see it?
Yeah, I like it.
I like it a lot.
It goes fast,
great.
Doesn't it? Huh?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, last night was great. The twist.
Terrific.
We won't talk about, but man, that was a good one. I like that show. I like zombies. I like when they just shoot the zombies in the head and the blood goes everywhere. I can't get enough of it.
It's just enough gore, not too much. The acting's okay, you know. But it's fun. It's
good times. Why don't you plug one of the best weeks in Jimmy Kimmel Live history?
Absolutely. What guests we have lined up? Paul Rubens plays Pee Wee Herman tonight with Megadeth on our Halloween special. Tomorrow, Adam Sandler. Later in the week, Robert Pattinson, Ellen DeGeneres. Thursday, Eddie Murphy and Manny Pacquiao. So that's going to be good.
Eddie Murphy.
Hosting the Oscars this year.
Eddie Murphy.
We argued, what, for 45 minutes last week about if this was our biggest guest ever?
Yeah, and of course, Kimmel, who can never be wrong, and who always has to twist things for whatever the argument and how it suits him, he claimed no. And my argument was that Eddie Murphy's apex... the highest point he ever hit in his career in terms of fame, success, everything, is bigger than any guest Jimmy has had on. And he, of course, denies that completely. I'm wrong. I'm an idiot.
Yeah. But he made but a compelling point for Huey Lewis and the news.
He said Tom Cruise.
All right, Tom Cruise. We've had Hanks, too. Cruise over Hanks? This could go on forever.
He said both of those, and I don't care. I stand by it. In like 1985, Eddie Murphy, his apex was better than either of those guys. And yes, I know Hanks won 2 straight Oscars, but there was nobody bigger than Eddie Murphy in 1985 except for Michael Jackson, who was the biggest musician probably the last 30 years.
At that point. You know what? We're gonna get that guy too.
Michael Jackson?
Yeah, we're gonna get
That'd
him.
That'd be good. Good luck with that.
We got
big Halloween show tonight, right?
What's that?
You have the big Halloween show tonight, too.
Big Halloween show, and tomorrow I'll be doing the hidden camera tonight with Trick or Treaters, and that airs tomorrow. Shooting it tonight, and Grantland article comes out Thursday, and Phil Rivers will throw an interception tonight. Yes, -160. Take it. He's thrown 9 already. What's one more?
And I think as a public service, we should start tweeting our losing 3-team teaser of the week so people can take the money lines of the underdogs and make some money off of it.
I think
it's only fair. I think we should
could balance the budget here with this.
Cousin Sal, talk to you soon.
Good job, Billy.
Good job, Bayou.
So I get to sign off.
Thank you for downloading the BS Report with Bill Simmons.
Too much fun.
Check out more podcasts at the iTunes Music Store or at Podcenter at ESPNRadio.com.
Peace out.